You are in Aversa, in via Santa Maria Piazza, a street that takes its name from the oldest church in the city, located in correspondence with the public market square. Its foundation precedes the arrival of the Normans, probably dating back to the 9th century. The ancient name of the church was Santa Maria de Platea, precisely because some scholars maintain that the term Platea was used to indicate the market square in the Aversa area. In 1349, a serious earthquake hit the city. The damaged church was reconstructed in the Gothic style, and the village built around it was inserted within the expanded city walls. The exterior of the church towards Vicolo Cappuccinelle has a Gothic facade in exposed staff with three ogival-shaped portals, the central one bearing the symbol of the Agnus Dei. On the right, however, we see the bell tower incorporated in the first bay of the nave. It has a parallel-piped shape with three orders, but evidently remained unfinished. On the facade on the Santa Maria Piazza Road, we can observe the external coverings of the naves, which she called the Amalfi architecture of the Romanesque era with Arab influences. Entering the church, divided into three naves, we can see the thick pillars. The round arches of the central nave are exposed in tuff, while the walls are plastered and white. In some places you can see pillars that incorporate previous columns that have not stood the ravages of time. The roof is in trusted wood, it is not original. The interior takes light not only from the rose window of the facade, but also from the narrow ogival windows of the clerestory. The aisles are in exposed tuff and divided into bays with ribbed vaults. One of the characteristics of this church is the shape of the spandrels or attachment of the octagonal dome on the square cross vault. They are in tuff and stand out from the white of the vault. Even the vaults on the sides of the transept and apse have the same architectural solution and are very impressive.